Moshe Rabbeinu says the Kadosh Baruch Hu Elohim Moshe El Hashem Leimor that the Bereshim should appoint a leader for the nation. She says that b'schusoi they'll be able to get Eretz Yisrael. Later, the beginning of the next parsha was the parsha of Korban Tamid, right? That Bereshim says Tzavas Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, rather than you being mitzava me about what to do with my children, I'm going to mitzava you. You should be mitzvah my children what to do about me. Moshe, there is a woman who is at her deathbed, and she's a queen, and she says to her husband, the king, take care of the kids, and he says, well, you know, the kids should react properly towards me. What's the shaka v'tai over here? You find by Avram Avinu says, b'mo eda. So Rashi says over there, what was the kashan b'mo eda? One of the pshatim b'mo eda was, he wanted to know, what's the schus which I'm going that I want to know about, which will guarantee that my children will be able to receive Eretz Yisrael? And he was told b'schus or kabbonis. Now Rashi says over here that Yeshua is going to be the one who's going to bring in b'schusai. So Moshe Rabbeinu was understanding that the correct schus that we're looking for to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael is the schus of the leader. And that was true that Moshe Rabbeinu had tremendous chusim, and had Moshe Rabbeinu came into Eretz Yisrael, he understood that Mashiach would have come, and the Geula would have been there, and everything would have been done. And what he would have accomplished would have lasted forever. So there's a mila of the leader. The leader has a tremendous koyach. I mean, a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu has a tremendous koyach to be mashpia on the tzibur, l'toiv, and to bring out the chusim. But Hashem's answer back to Moshe Rabbeinu was that you're thinking that the schus of Yeshua is what's going to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. That's what's going to do it. You're missing the point. The real schus of what's going to do it, if Klal Yisrael acts properly vis-a-vis Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Klal Yisrael does what they're supposed to do vis-a-vis Kadosh Baruch Hu, specifically through the process of Karbonis, the process of a human being mocker of himself and committing himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu's service in a totality, to the point that he's willing to, as it were, the Ramban says, give himself up as a korban, and he's seeing the korban being brought as representing him, he himself. So when a person does that, so then a person, the schusim, which are necessary for Klal Yisrael to receive Eretz Yisrael, will be in place. So instead of looking at from the leadership up, the leadership will be the ones who will have the schusim. Leadership will be mashpia downwards and lead them where they have to go. Each individual person has the ability to make that commitment. And by making that commitment, he's going to bring the tzibur, its schusim, what it needs to get where it's supposed to happen. It's a toss that people make many times, that they fault the leadership, and the leadership, obviously, we find many places in Chazal where the leadership does have a tremendous responsibility. But they forget that there's a tremendous amount that they could accomplish and do themselves, and that is their responsibility, and that is their power, and that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu was correcting Moshe Rabbeinu by saying, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.